So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Wichita's number one talk. This is Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
It is 8:31. You are listening to KNSS here on Tuesday, January 6th.
Tim Walz, the Democrats' 2024 vice presidential candidate, says he will not run for a third term as Minnesota governor. With us now is Fox News' Jeff Manasso to help us understand the reasoning behind that decision. Jeff, thank you for joining us this morning.
Hey, it's good to be with you. What a fall from grace.
Yeah.
One Democrat VP nominee and two-term governor.
It's a lot of speculation on this, Jeff. I think a lot of folks think it's largely due to the speculation because of these allegations of fraud. It's upwards of $9 billion. He didn't list that as one of the reasons, but I have to think that that's one of the reasons that he's chosen to make this decision.
It is the only reason he's leaving, because of the political pressure, because Minnesotans, no matter what your stripe is politically, you're witnessing the fallout and the absolute theft of billions of dollars, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. And you're seeing fraudulent businesses and people being enriched off the taxpayer, off of the mom and pop who are working perhaps two jobs to try and make ends meet and doing everything the right way, only to be left a sucker. When you're seeing checks now being written to car dealerships to the tune of $93,000 for a Porsche for the owner of one daycare center, and the lavish lifestyles, the homes that are being purchased, not just in Minnesota but overseas in Africa, and others and political donations, it's enough to boil the blood of any common Minnesotan, no matter what your political stripe is. And that was Tim Walz's problem. His people got together and said, look, we're losing support because Nick Shirley, federal prosecutors, they're coming with receipts. And, it's difficult to overcome politically, and so we'll see what Tim Walz's future looks like, in what whether or not he's going to even remain as governor throughout this next year, where his term is up next year. President Trump on Truth Social saying that Minnesota's corrupt governor will possibly leave office before his term is up. He went on, but he also said that nobody is above the law. This independent journalist, Nick Shirley, whose viral expose sparked national outrage over the rampant Somali fraud in Minnesota, posting on X yesterday that he ended Tim Walz. Elon Musk chimed in, thank God. Minnesota's Republican rep and House Majority Whip Tom Emmer saying of Governor Walz, good riddance.
Wow.
This as Democrats, state and national Democrats are lauding the governor for his work in Minnesota and nationally, saying he was a great politician, he's a great man. The governor saying that essentially his decision was, he was pointing to political gamesmanship from Republicans and President Trump and so-called right-wing YouTubers that would make it harder for him to win. As for his political future, we now know that he met with Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar over the weekend, and she has confirmed her interest in running for governor. She's made no announcement yet. There's reportedly a plan in place that she gets the governor's chair, and then she appoints him as U.S. Senator, Tim Walz as U.S. Senator, to fill out the remainder of her term, which ends in 2030. That is also an uphill battle.
So hold on. So I was going to ask about that. Fox News is reporting, that she is considering a run, but you think this is reminiscent of what happened here in Kansas back in the 50s, where they call it the triple play, where the governor resigned and then had his lieutenant governor appoint him to our Supreme Court. You're saying that there's some sort of a possibility of a conspiracy where Walz could resign and then she would appoint her and then she would then turn around and appoint him to her Senate seat?
Yeah, well, it's not that he would resign, that she would run for governor in 26, that she would win, but her term is up in 2030. So she would need, as governor, she would need to appoint somebody to fill her seat. And it's being reported that that is a plan that is in play. But it's also a plan that I think if you're being honest, it is going to be an uphill battle because she's going to be asked about that on the campaign trail.
Oh, sure.
Run. And Democrats, look, he doesn't have the support of Democrats in the state. That's why he's out. So that may hurt her. Of course, politicians say one thing, then they get in the office and then they do something else. Once she's governor, if she were to become governor, she wouldn't have to abide by any rules, any handshake that she did with Tim Walz. A lot of inside stuff. Who knows? These are all allegations, and this is reportedly happening behind the scenes. But look, this story into fraud in Minnesota is only going to get bigger, and it's also going to get grow nationally as you've got independent journalists coming with receipts in cities across the country about similar cases of rampant fraud. We'll see where it goes, but it's one heck of a story.
Yesterday we spoke to one of your colleagues about the governor's races that they're watching nationwide. This is, Minnesota is a fairly blue state. It doesn't put this seat in jeopardy to a Republican contender, does it?
It may. It may. Minnesota hasn't had a Republican governor since Tim Pawlenty. Back in the early 2000s, but it very well could. I know Minnesota, a couple of state house seats flipped red in the last election cycle. So the house, actually the state house, is now controlled by Republicans, even though it's essentially a tie. It's just the way it worked out. But anything can happen. But when you see rampant fraud like this, and if Minnesotans find out that they have been ripped off to the tune of billions, perhaps tens of billions of dollars, there may be heck to pay for the party in charge.
Hmm. Well, fascinating. Jeff, we appreciate you bringing us the story and taking the time this morning. A fascinating conversation. We'll make sure to keep an eye on it.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
You bet. Good to be with you.
Thank you, sir.
The world's oldest Twinkie is now 50 years old. And counting.
And still edible.
A chemistry teacher in Maine is the guy who opened the Twinkie 50 years ago in 1976 after a student asked how long it would last.
One of my students just happened to ask me, well, how long would a Twinkie last? And I said, well, let's do an experiment. So I gave the student a couple of dollars, asked the student to go down to Merrill & Hinckley's and pick up a package of Twinkies. I basically unripped the package, ate one of the Twinkies, and then put the other package up on the chalkboard. I basically say the Twinkie has become much like me. It's older, it's grayer, and it's more flaky, but it's become more brittle, so you could no longer take it. You wouldn't want to whack it on a table because you'd probably shatter the Twinkie.
All right, that's that chemistry teacher in Maine that did this experiment 50 years ago. That Twinkie has been at the school ever since.
A 50-year-old Twinkie.
A 50-year-old Twinkie. Now, he retired more than 20 years ago, and he handed it off to a student from the class. That student is now the dean of the school. And she has had it in a glass case now for 22 years on her shelf at the school. So what does it look like? Well, they say it still has the Twinkie shape. Does not look like something you would want to eat.
I can imagine.
It's fully dried out, and it looks kind of like a tiny, very stale loaf of bread. So.
Well, as anybody who has seen Zombieland will tell you.
That's what I was thinking of was Zombieland.
Twinkies do have an expiration date. They're so full of preservatives, they will last a long time. But at some point, you won't want to eat that Twinkie anymore.
I was going to say that Twinkies and cockroaches are some of the things that will survive the apocalypse.
Yeah.
For the record, the official shelf life of a Twinkie by the company is 26 days. Back then, it was 26 days. Hostess now says Twinkies should last 45 days because of better packaging.
Sure, it's the packaging.
So.